We do love the Beach Boys. Yes, yes, we do. Although turning them into some sort of weird football team slash boyfriend and kind of talking about how you'll always, always stay true, always to Brian Wilson. Just betrothed musically, sonically. Only make the sweet, sweet Beach Boys love. We had Crossfire by Johnny and the Hurricanes and Dear Henry Ford by the Zip Codes. Another kind of creepy love song, but just absolutely beautiful, and I love the way that it's kind of an ode to capitalism. I assume that they're talking about the assembly line system that he developed. I think that's more likely than the Model T. And then Love Those Beach Boys by The Seashells. This is Surf Bunny Beach on Teenage Tragedies. It's June. Now, maybe not if you're listening to this later and it's a replay, but at least now, it's June 2016. Summer fun has begun, y'all. And we do have a certain amount of surfing up here in Northern California. So, this is to get you in the mood. The surfing kind of crazed, suntan lotion kind of filling your nostrils and just, you know, going fucking nuts out on there and surf. That's what this show is all about. It's Teenage Tragedies. It's a shot in the arm for a bleak summer night and a time to get ready to surf.
In his car. Sammy's the new chair of the boulevard. Paint it up, stripe it too. Here comes Sammy down the avenue. He's got the sharpest little board in the neighborhood, with roller derby wheels and mahogany wood. He's out every afternoon rolling them down. He's the leader of the sidewalk surfers in our town. Avenue. He's got the top bun buster, a lady around.
the elusive Soul Surf song.
Mm.
Summertime is Surfin's Time by the Surf Bunnies.
Mm.
We were just talking about whether or not beaches were segregated at the time. We don't know. That's one for you history buffs out there. If we had a call in, you could call in, but we don't. So Summertime is Surfin' Time by the Surf Bunnies. We had Fiberglass Jungle by Crossfire. Love the name of the band. Love the name of the song. I assume that he's talking about the material that surfboards are made of.
Yeah, I think that's a safe assumption.
Not just a hellish sort of Suspiria type experience where he's crawling through shards of fiberglass. maybe it's a Vietnam reference. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, maybe. Turns out that the Vietnamese did surf, and they sharpened their boards into a kind of, yeah, a sort of torture jungle.
You know,
I'm sorry. Is this
Nick Noir?
Is this a belabored?
No, I just find that joke a tad offensive.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Tad offensive.
Oh, a tad offensive. Wow.
Sorry.
No, that's great.
It's history jokes.
For all you history teachers and pun lovers out there, Countdown by the Rockets Band was before that. Rockets Band Countdown.
Good.
You got a zinger for that one?
Oh boy. Something about salt. rubbing salts in the wounds of
Don't start with me.
Yeah. There you go. Summer's just getting started.
If only DJ ex-girlfriend were here. I bet she gets some good jokes on that one.
No comment.
And then Sammy the Sidewalk Surfer by the Surfettes. Was skateboarding invented at the time of surfing? Apparently it was. There are a lot of skateboarding songs, actually. Jan and Dean, I could almost do a show on that.
That is pretty interesting, yeah. That surfing the asphalt was contemporary with, you know, surfing the wave, shooting the curl.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's just that, you know, it's not that big of a logical leap to put wheels on the board.
It really isn't, and it also makes sense that skateboarding would be invented, as you know, we were discussing before, at the same time that the category of the teenager was invented, right?
Yeah, I mean, he's always had his totemic board.
Yes, yes,
right. Or she. I mean, I imagine there was like one female sidewalk surfer at this time,
smoking cigarettes,
silver sidewalk surfer,
wearing pants.
Suzette.
Yeah,
total surf bunny. Wearing pants. And then Lullaby of the Leaves, which I think is a great surf title by The Ventures. So we're having fun in the sun till the summer's over.
Mm-hmm.
And we all have to remember what we've done.
Oh, it's very moving.
Yeah.
A little poem that you improvised.
Eating hot dogs. All the hot dogs we ate. Okay, we're going to keep going. This is Teenage Tragedies. This is Nick Noir. And you are?
I am Stavros.
On BFF.fm. No.
Bye. juicy all night. We're gonna do it upright. It's gonna be a swinging summer. We're gonna have a summertime. We won't forget to speak with me. And baby, you can bet when the summer is gone, all the memories will live on of this summer, swinging summer. Water skiing up at the lake. Each midnight drive that we'll take, we'll make our plans while holding hands. We'll kiss and then we'll know the summertime, the perfect time to fall in love, and all the dreams, and all the dreams that we've been dreaming of are gonna all come true this summer through. You'll see this summer, swinging summer, walk, whoa, swinging summer full of fun, walk, whoa.
Let's go to the beach.
Stavros was sharing that if he were a surfer, his name would be Motorboater. Which I hope is a reference to the, you know, sexual act.
Right. Now, there are a couple problems with that story, aside from the fact that it's...
factually inaccurate.
Factually inaccurate. Also, what do surfers have, like, adopted names? Is that part of the culture?
Yeah, you know, I think, you know, Flashy Steve and...
Sassy Stavros.
Sweet Steve, you know...
Yeah, okay.
Motorboater, I think, is a pretty legit...
Is your surf name something that you get from, like, performing some crazy action or, like, you know, from some sort of traumatic surfing experience that you have or some weird surfing fishing quest?
Dragged underneath a motorboat. Got his fingers chewed up pretty good.
Got his hand caught in a machine. Yeah, well, okay. That's very interesting.
Mine would be hot dog. Or hot dog in it. Maybe raw dog.
That's pretty good. Wow.
Surfer memories.
This show just got
the hot dog
PG-13 really fast. Anywho, you want to read the track list or something?
Well, wait, do you want to tell the Stavros is thinking about making a film with a beach theme called Miscegenation Beach? From the 1950s?
Yeah. So it's a period piece, but it's kind of a counterfactual, right?
Right.
So it's if the South won the Civil War, and
and everyone's just surfing,
and wow. Yeah. So, you know, you've got sort of Jefferson Davis Beach in Southern California. Everybody's going out there, you know, getting buff, putting on the tanning oil, lifting weights. And then there's a different kind of civil rights movement that starts on the beach, and it's mostly rotates around surfing and rights to the waves. And it's led by, you know, a series of charismatic individuals who use nonviolent protest, passive resistance, and surfing in order to bring the message of equality to the nation.
I like it.
Yeah, yeah, that's it. That's
pretty, that's pretty sweet.
Yeah.
Pretty sweet.
Yeah, thanks.
So we had Riders in the Sky by The Ventures. You may remember that song from the Ghost Riders in the Sky show that I did.
Great show.
This is a surf version of that country ballad. And then Beaver Patrol by The Blazers. No comment needed. Surf Bunny Beach by the Surf Bunnies. All Guys Allowed. All Guys Allowed.
Yeah.
Declare All Guys Allowed.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, you better come quickly because we'll be wearing bikinis, but we might not be around for very long.
It's true, right? Just like a mirage, right? You know, or the sirens even, you know, just kind of there temporarily ephemeral images appearing above the sand.
It's true. But they do, I think, make reference to the surfers will be coming all night or until the dawn.
Until the dawn.
Yeah, yeah, to the beach.
That's true.
Right. Yeah. And then A Swingin' Summer by Carol Connors. And Let's Go to the Beach by Sanford and the Sandys. sorry, this show is really blue, I have to say, slash just juvenile, but it sounds a lot like he's taking like a watery dump. I think it's supposed to be the sound of like maybe like beers dropping into a bucket or splashing.
I mean, I think they didn't have the Foley material for just waves, and so they just put a mic up to somebody.
Well, we'll just drop these baseballs in a bucket. Yeah. It'll sound roughly like surf.
Yeah, I think that's probably what's happening.
Okay. Well, we're going to play some actual surf music. As you may have noticed, that the kind of traditional instrumentals have been broken up with more just, you know, songs about surfing. So we're going to keep going with that theme. But we'll have Firewater by Bucky and the Dales up next on Teenage Tragedies with Nick Noir and Stavros on BFF.fm.
Been bothering me for days to go swimming in a pool. Well, her pool's real sing along a gospel song, a walking pace to set the face. Turn about, shout it out, now you know where to go to beach parties all summer long. Form a ring, we'll clap and sing, we'll shout and cheer, the summer's here, we'll have a beach. We'll be right back.